Islam and the Arab world. The call first came to Muhammad when he was approaching his 40th year. The traditional Muslim biography of the Prophet tells that on a night in the month of Ramadan, the angel Gabriel came to him as he slept in solitude on Mount Hira and said, "Recite." Muhammad hesitated, and three times the angel nearly stifled him until Muhammad asked, "What shall I recite?" This is the official version. Then the angel said, quote, "Recite in the name of thy Lord who created all things, who created man from clots of blood. Recite, for thy Lord is the most generous, who taught with a pen, who taught man what he did not know." There's an awful lot of ignorance of the bases of the Islamic faith among Westerners. And the very least we better begin to do is respect the genuineness of their commitment to what they believe, or we'll never understand the dedication of their soldiers. These words just read form the first four verses of the 96th chapter of the Quran. Quran is an Arabic word meaning reading or recitation, and is used to describe the book containing the revelations which Muslims believe were given by God to Muhammad. After this first message, Muhammad received many more, which he brought to the people of his birthplace, urging them to abandon their idolatrous beliefs and practices and to believe in one, single, universal God, Allah. Muhammad was born in the small oasis town of Mecca, which will explain to you why Mecca is important to Muslims. In the region known as the Hejaz, in Western Arabia, in about AD 571. The peninsula at that time lay on the margins of the civilized world, in touch with both the Byzantine and Persian empires, but subject to neither. Most of the population were nomads, who lived attending the herds and raiding rival tribes and the people of the oases and of the borderlands. Some tilled the soil in the few areas where this was possible. Some, by commerce, made their living during periods when events in the outside world led to a revival of interest in the trans-Arabian trade routes. The resumption of conflict between Byzantium and Persia, the rival imperial powers that confronted each other in the Middle East, after more than a century of peace, was such a time, and both empires became very active in commerce in and near Arabia during the 6th century. A few small towns lived on a share in the traffic that passed through Arabia between Mediterranean, the Mediterranean world, and the East. And one of these towns was Mecca, originally a southern Arabian settlement, later inhabited by the Arab tribe of Quraysh. The people of the peninsula, the Arabs, had a common literary language and a rich poetic literature which helped greatly to give them a common sense of identity. But they had no common political order, and in their religious beliefs they were still pagans, worshiping various gods whom they believed to be under the authority of one supreme God called Allah. They were acquainted with other religions, were colonies of Christians and Jews in Arabia, and some Arabs were converted by them to Christianity or Judaism. Others became dissatisfied with the idol worship of their people, but were unable to find satisfaction in either the Christian or Jewish faiths. These are known in the Arab tradition as Hanifs. Muhammad's preaching in Mecca began to win converts, first in his own family and then in wider circles. After a while, it aroused opposition among the leading families of Mecca, who regarded this new preaching as a threat both to their faith and to their interests. Pressures of various kinds, perhaps even physical violence, were used to detach Muhammad's followers from him. Relations between the Prophet and his compatriots became worse and worse, until some of his converts were impelled to take refuge in Ethiopia. Then, in the year AD 622, about 13 years after his first call, Muhammad made an agreement with emissaries from Yathrib, another town in the Hejaz, some 280 miles north of Mecca. The people of Yathrib agreed to welcome him among them, to make him their arbitrator, and to defend him, and those converts who came with him from Mecca would also be defended as they would defend themselves. Muhammad sent the 60-odd families in Mecca who had joined him, a few at a time, to Yathrib. He himself finally followed them, probably in September 622. Yathrib now became the center of the new faith and community, and came to be known simply as Medina. Al-Medina, the city. The migration of Muhammad and his followers from Mecca to Medina, called in Arabic the Hijra, is regarded by Muslims as the decisive moment in the mission of their prophet. It is from the year in which it took place that the Muslim calendar is reckoned, so that year one of the Hijra began in 622 AD. In Mecca, Muhammad had been a private person, preaching a new faith against the indifference or hostility of the ruling powers. In Medina, he was first a chief and then a ruler, wielding political and military as well as religious authority. This new role, both political and military as well as religious, is reflected in the teachings and activities of Muhammad himself and in the kind of revelations required for the guidance of his community. Whereas the Meccan chapters of the Quran are concerned chiefly with questions of doctrine and ethics, the Medina chapters deal with many legal and political matters, with problems that arose in the day-to-day life of the Muslim community, which had, after the migration, become a Muslim polity. For 10 years after the Hijra, the Prophet presided over the Muslim community in both war and peace and instructed them in the Islamic faith. His influence was extended by persuasion and by arms. And in the year 9, or 630 A.D., Mecca itself was conquered and brought into the Muslim fold. On June 8, 11, or 632, the Prophet died after a short illness. He had achieved great things. To the peoples of Western Arabia, he had brought a religion which, with its monotheism and its ethical doctrines, stood on an incomparably higher level than the paganism that it had replaced. He had brought the believers a book of Revelations, which was to become in the centuries to follow the guide to thought, faith, and conduct of countless millions. He had established a new community and a new state, well organized and well armed, the power and prestige of which made it a dominant factor in Arabia. The word Islam is commonly understood by Muslims and others to mean surrender, that is, of the believer to God. And unlike Christians who mouth it, even fundamentalist Christians, the fundamentalist Muslims are Islamic. They are surrendered. They have surrendered to God. The active participle of the same verb, Muslim, means one who performs the act of surrender. It is likely that the word originally conveyed a somewhat different notion, that of entirety. The Muslim in this sense was one who gave himself entirely to God alone, to the exclusion of others. And he is guaranteed entrance into heaven when his surrender to God in holy war, jihad, brings him death. Our boys want to get home. Their boys want to go with Allah. I think it's kind of interesting. There are no snakes in Ireland. Every snake in Arabia is poisonous. Think on that for a while. Go and